We're a podcast for the pair.
He's a superstar for the power. He goes long.
You just forget all about that game and push it to the side.
Yeah, it's shocking vibes the whole time.
The greatest sporting club on this earth.
Yes. Robbie Gray's kicked a big goal.
Great play from Tim Ginnivan.
Incredible bias.
I think we'll have a 20-point win.
Our man Ollie Wines is going to come out with two goals and a 35-toucher. And obviously a win by 5 goals.
A win by 5 goals?
Correct.
Nonsensical triple.
Is there anything going through your head?
Is there anything in there at all, mate?
Oh, we've
paid for you to get own tattoo. Are we taking the absolute piss?
Unequivocal nothingness.
Brendan thinks 12 clearances is an all-time record.
Quarter time finish, and I said, I'm up and out of here.
We are back.
What a time!
We are the Port Adelaide pair.
All right, my ladies and my fellow gentlemen, I'm Bryce.
I'm Brendan.
I'm Blake.
We
and
are.
I'm Brody.
Oh,
okay.
Oh,
wow.
I'll tell you what.
Get the hell out of here.
I'll accept some doozies on that one. I kind of only expected there to be 3 names, if I'm being honest.
Well, most people probably expect there to be no names after the last couple of weeks, but
no recordings, I would have thought. I will get the line out. We are the Port Adelaide pair. Took a bit of a hiatus. Brando did not want to release any episodes in the last 2 weeks, much to
correct
the chagrin of other members, but
yeah, there were no
much chagrin.
There were no sick boys last week or working boys or anything, but anyways.
No, I don't think that was the issue. I think the issue was you don't know how to record your own audios.
For 1 week it was. Last week, that was not my doing. I was free 3 days out of 3 and other boys weren't.
So I don't think you were. No, I don't think you were.
Boys, the fans don't care about the excuses, okay? All they're thinking right now is that's a post-mid-season drop-off from everybody at the pair.
Can we just that's call it an end-of-season drop-off now?
Well, not quite there yet. We've got maybe still a couple of episodes.
That'll be after the season or the end of the season.
Yeah. Right. We are back, though. And I tell you what, the episode we recorded was an absolute crack. It's possibly the best one we've ever recorded. Yeah. And it's sort of ironic that Brando would stuff that up because it was by far his best. Would you agree, Blake?
100%. It was his most fiery episode yet.
Yep. And you're going to get little placid bitch Brandon for the rest of this one.
Oh god
damn it, Brando.
Yeah. How have we been? Been all right though, couple of weeks, couple of losses, you know.
Yeah. No. Very similar script we watched. Yeah.
Like Port come where we lose by a lot, then we come back for a bit and then we think, no, we don't want to win this one.
Has Brody dropped off? Are you still in the convo after Bryce cut you off, mate?
Yeah, it's a post-start of the episode drop-off for me.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
What a drop-off.
Yeah.
How have we all been finding it, though, you know? Not enjoyable, though.
Oh, not one part of it's been enjoyable. Well, actually, I lie. The Geelong game was an enjoyable match to watch. Obviously, result not that great, but, you know, I think overall a good game, and I think the thing that's been frustrating the most is these aren't terrible teams we've been losing to, you know, Melbourne, Geelong, Collingwood even now. So I mean, it's just what we are. We're like 3 goals away from being a good side as well.
Shall we touch on the Collingwood game then, fellas?
Yeah, I mean, I was only able to tune in as soon as Collingwood kicked like 10 out of the last 11 goals or something, so I didn't really see any part of that game that was fun. Just seemed very scrappy, like very poor skills, poor execution of anything.
Yeah. Was windy, apparently.
The first 5 minutes was good, though, wasn't it?
Hey?
Well, we were just getting free kicks on free kicks.
Yeah, but at least the ball movement was better in the first, like, 5-10 minutes. And then it just went to shit after that.
Shall we get on to the Palo? Now, bros, are we breaking it up this week with 2-1 and 3 votes, or is it 3-2-1?
Yeah.
Look, I was busy, and you know what I meant. You knew what I meant.
Brody decided to put his votes in this week out of order, so Blake was not going to take them seriously.
Out of order, and the spelling was disgraceful. So invalid entry from Brody Hart this week.
Wow. Well, let's get on. Hang on.
I would like to wager that I'm the best speller out of all four of us.
Wow. And that's a wager you'd lose convincingly.
No, fine then. Fine then. We're having a spelling competition.
A spelling contest next week.
Episode of the year.
Okay.
Love that. Love that.
How many I like that content.
Can this podcast take?
Yeah. New segments every week. That's why you listen to the 80 people that listen. One vote. Who'd we give that to?
One vote. Zachy Butters.
Yeah, I think by far one of his better games for the season, from start to finish as well. Two goals, one, 25 touches, three tackles, and went at 70% efficiency. Just seemed to be around it when we needed him to.
Yeah, the goals that he kicked were pretty good too.
Yeah. Clutch goals.
He plays to win, Butters. That's what I love about him.
What was his midfield time like in that game, Brycey, in terms of his heat map?
He spent probably most of his time in the defensive half, actually. Pretty even split, but let me just quickly get to how many clearances he had. Four clearances. Yeah, really. And he was at 13 centre bounce attendances as well, so he was around it.
That's what you like to see. Two votes.
Two votes, Connor Rosie.
I list off stats and then you start talking about
it.
Oh, just
saying, cracker of a game.
That's correct.
35 touches, six marks, five tackles, again, everywhere when we needed it. This guy, he's turning into genuinely our best player now. And, you know, it's a good sign of the times, I think, that he is evolving that way. And went at 80% efficiency, which has been his sort of knock the whole year. So good on him.
Now, Blake, you're probably the only one who checks this stuff, but is he high up on the Coaches Association votes now? I think he's fourth or fifth. Would you know that?
Yeah, he is. He's around that mark. I think he's about 13 votes off the lead, so...
Yeah, that's huge.
Could chase him down. You never know.
Three votes.
Three votes. SPP.
Yeah. Again, though, this guy is just straight up. He's like Butters, he's playing to win. I don't think he cares about any other thing but winning. Two goals, zero, which is nice. 18 touches. I would have expected more than three tackles because he felt like he was putting the pressure everywhere. Just like another incredible game from him, really.
Yeah. I think what was noticeable was definitely that last quarter kind of outburst that he had. He was in the back pocket and then it was up in the forward pocket, and he was just kind of, like you said, he was playing to win. And it was definitely a vibes based thing again, I think.
Yeah, it's always vibes based with SPP. The stats never quite reflect it.
No,
but next week I'm gonna review how many games he's polled in that we've won, so I'll come back to the pair fans out there. So updated Pirlo, Rosie, 20 votes. Sam Paupepa, 16, and Marshall on 12 votes. So with three games to go, those are the only three that can mathematically win it at this point. Rosie, obviously heavy, heavy favourite.
Yeah, and I don't see that changing either. I think Rosie will be polling some votes in each game.
Absolutely. Any honourable mentions, boys?
I'm going to give a shout-out to my whipping boy, DBJ. I think he's showing some signs. I think I mentioned it last week. He's showing signs of that form when he won the best and fairest. He's getting back to that point, so that's good to see.
Absolutely. Shall we get on to Mark of the Week?
You asked Blake for his honourable mention. We've got some others. Brody, you go.
Well, I thought up until half time, Kane Farrell was probably one of our better players. And also, just a little quick shout out to Jace Burgoyne. I thought he had a couple of moments moments in the game, especially that goal.
Definitely.
He was pretty solid.
Yep. He's just building week on week, which is great to see.
And he might, like, even his kick didn't look as, I don't know what the right word is, I want to say, like, dainty. You know, it's not a penetrating kick. It started to look quite nice in that game. So, yeah, big ups to Jace. I'd also just like to say I'm really vibing Bergman at the moment, not great stats-wise, but just did a couple of really good things, especially that mark on the goal line. Just he's really cementing a spot in this team.
Cementing a spot. He's basically our best defender now, in my eyes.
Yep, you're not wrong.
The way Aaliyah's kind of been this year, Jonas, you know, McKenzie and Cleary been in and out. Bergman, since he's come in, looks the most composed out of all of them.
Yeah. Now can we get on to Mark of the Week?
Okay. Mark of the Week.
Mark of the Week went to Zachy Butters.
Were we giving it to him just for the chest mark at the end because it was a good mark? Or
I think it was a celebration.
Well, no one else submitted a Mark of the Week nomination.
That's fair enough.
So, I think we got excited because he got excited about the fact that he took the mark.
He did. Yeah. He got very excited.
It was a clunk. It was
real Chad Wingard-esque in the showdown when he took that mark to kick his fifth goal. He pumped on the way down.
Screamed.
Slightly different results, but, you know, I'm down with it.
No, well, there was sticky hands type mark. But yeah, it's a good mark. I mean, Bergman probably a little bit unlucky because that was a good mark. Kind of got tunneled underneath, but Zachy Butters takes the chockies. Goal of the week.
Goal of the week.
SPP for the boundary line dribbler.
Yeah, it stayed real low, that one.
Yeah, just one of the classic, like, come out of nowhere, thought the game was really done and dusted at that point, and then he just sparks a little bit in there, give us a bit of hope. So I don't know if I like the goal, actually.
What? Sorry.
Interesting. What?
You didn't like the goal because of the outcome? Yeah. It was a good goal, though, skill-wise.
When there was no hope to really have.
Yeah. Bryce didn't like the vibes of the goal, but the actual skill execution was good.
Yeah, skill execution, I give it 10 out of 10.
Very good. Anything else you lads want to touch on regarding this game?
No.
No. All right. Well, let's get on to the next one. Richmond.
So, hang on. Is there a parody or are we replaying?
Look, there is one, but I literally wrote it on the way home. Like, it's...
Oh, baby.
I don't even know if it's worth doing. It's another speaking scene. It is from Semi-Pro. It's the press conference scene where Jackie Moon's talking about winning fourth place. I'm just going to try. I don't even know like the cadence and the way they say it that well, but let's just go. Look, Richmond might be the ninth best team in the league, but come Saturday night, they're going to have to prove it. Turtleneck. Mr. Hinckley, since this game doesn't actually count, what is your motivation? On Saturday, we are going to be playing for the Port Adelaide Mega Bowl. White pants. Yeah, I don't think I understand. What do you mean by mega bowl? It's a mega bowl! What's there not to understand? I think it's a very southern accent.
Oh, God.
This is history in the making. And you're going to want to tell your grandkids and their grandkids and their grandkids. And when they look back in the annals of time, they're going to be talking about three things. Drafting of Rosie, delisting of the Dukes, and the Port Adelaide Mega Bowl. Right, but the game still doesn't count. The trophy's 12 feet high, and it is glorious. I've seen it. Oh, and when we win the game, that big pear is going to shoot off. You know, the pear doesn't actually fire. It's a relic. We're going to win the Mega Bowl. Saturday, 7:10 p.m. Port Adelaide Mega Bowl. Port Adelaide Mega Bowl. Port Adelaide Mega Bowl. And then he goes off into the start into the bit, but that's it. I don't think that was very good. And I don't think enough people know it.
It's very niche.
It is niche. And that was that. Anyway, we got Port v Richmond, 7:10 p.m. Port Adelaide Mega Bowl.
Well, do we want to touch on our ins and outs?
Yes, we do. I've got bulk changes.
Good.
So I'm going to go to the ins first. The Green Goblin comes in, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Sorely missed. Houston, back in. Fantasia, if he's fit, which is probably unlikely. Bonner back in. And Tickle coming in with little Jackson Mead as the sub.
Yep.
Going out of the side. And this is a big one that Ken's never going to do. But if you frame it as managed instead of omitted, as they like to do, I'm sending the skipper, Tom Jonas, out of the side. Let's see how our new back line can shape up. Jed McEntee, I know he's young and developing, but another big one, Robbie Gray. Let's call it another managed situation. let's build him up for last game of the year, the showdown. Let's get him fit and firing in what I think should be his last game ever. That's my personal view. Mitch Georgiades back to the Maggies. And Carl Amon, now that our season's over and you're shipping off, there's no point in him getting any more game time. So those are my changes.
I agree with every single one. Yep. I mean, the Jonas one, I think, is slightly... I feel like he does some good things here and there, but I get where it's coming from.
Interesting. You lads got any predictions?
No, this is a loss.
Yep.
Lost by 25. Actually, you know what? It could even be more than that. I think Richmond is going to come out and absolutely roll us. They want it, you know?
Yeah.
What do we want?
I think we're going to lose by 40. And I'm also tipping my nephew, who's playing at halftime with the Oz Kickers, to have one tackle, zero touches, and probably a bit of it's too cold, I don't want to play.
Runs in the family. Got does him. It, Brody.
Says the guy who borrows my jacket and my donuts to keep.
Oh, no. These the donuts.
Touche.
Very good. All right. Well, we'll just nothing else to touch on with that game. We can get on to the quiz.
It's Blake's quiz.
Memorable Richmond game. Now, I think I already did the elimination final from 2014. So I've gone something slightly less happy, and that was the 2020 prelim final. Question one.
Yes.
You do recall that one, Bryce?
Yep, Dusty Martin ran us through.
In your era, I would have thought, 2020.
Yep.
Question one. Both teams kicked the same amount of goals. How many each?
9.
11.
Incorrect.
6.
Brody.
Hey.
Has he looked it up, though?
Yeah.
That is the question.
There was, like, no goals scored in that game, wasn't it? Uh-huh. Low score.
Yeah. You just happened to know 6, did you?
Yeah.
Which Port player kicked 2 of those 6?
Rosie.
Correct.
Motlop.
I already said correct to Rosie.
Oh, I didn't hear correct, but your thing dropped out. I didn't hear anything. Rosie was correct? Good.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Who said that?
Me.
Bryce.
Okay. Question three. At 20 years and 38 days, who was our youngest player in the side?
Butters.
I think that was Brandon that just got in there.
It was. You know, in my ears, it sounded like we said it exactly the same time, but whatever.
Definitely didn't.
I believe that's one apiece to everybody.
Yep.
This is exciting. Wow. Question four. Which player was penalised for deliberate in the last quarter, resulting in a Richmond goal?
Hamish Hartlett.
Correct.
Thank you.
Who was that?
Tom Rockliffe. That was me. And it was something to do with Tom Rockliffe as well, I think.
Yeah. Rockliffe let it go when he should have just stuck his hands out and... Which player courageously spoils Jack Riewoldt in the dying
Ebert. Brad Ebert.
In the final act of his career, it was Brad Ebert.
That was
100%
me.
I think that was Brandon.
No, it wasn't.
That was 100%
that
me.
That was Brandon.
I said Brad Ebert first, and I actually said his full name. You could have been talking about Brett.
Jeepers.
Wow, I think we're going to need a tiebreaker there. I'm giving it to Brandon. Tiebreaker, what was the final margin?
4 points.
No. Incorrect.
3 points.
Incorrect.
6 points.
New question.
It was six. Brody gets the tiebreaker.
No.
Which puts him on 2 points as well.
That puts us all on a tiebreaker.
God damn it.
Did Brody say six?
I said six.
No, Brody said six. Move on. This is not fun for the listeners.
Okay. Oh, God. Final question. What else happened in that game? Noteworthy. Who was the coach of Richmond?
Hardwick.
What you could have said is, who was the coach who lost the final? Ken Hinckley, for putting DBJ onto Dustin Martin.
Yes. Yeah, let's go with that question.
Oh,
yeah.
Good. And then I win.
Wow. Yeah. Bryce, that's a win to Bryce. His own question.
Yep.
Unbelievable. All right. Who am I?
Yeah. Who am I? Get on to it.
All right. A little bit of commentary here. For the first goal of the afternoon, if that doesn't trigger it, we'll go to the next one. 90 divided by 10 is?
9.
Mm. The old heave-ho, we are the...
Frio Dockers.
Holden, Ford, Porsche are all types of...
Josh Carr. Shut up.
Yay.
Hang on, I'm very confused. I thought we banished the who am I.
I also thought we banished it.
Why did it banish?
I thought Brandon banished it with his new finish this sentence.
Yeah. It's coming up afterwards. I've doubled up on my segments.
Two segments?
Oh, Jesus.
Two segments. Right. And next Who's week there'll be three because I will be conducting the spelling bee of all spellings. The spelling pair.
All right, let's do you finish the sentence.
All right. Now, Brody wasn't here for that other one. No one actually heard it, but I'll have to explain it. I'm going to give you the start of a sentence and I want you to finish it however you wish. Okay? If Willem Drew didn't play football, he would be a...
actor.
Oh.
He would be Willem Dafoe's son.
And he would be the nemesis of Spider-Man, the Green Goblin.
The Green Goblin. All right, there's two more. Port's premiership window is...
10 years.
Firmly shut, under the ground, 6 feet down for the next 20 years.
Jesus. Yep, I second that.
Brods?
I said 10.
Who just said 10 years?
10 years.
10 years, okay.
The Port's premiership window is 10. Interesting sentence.
10 minutes.
He doesn't really get grammar. He doesn't understand.
And the last one is, the Port Adelaide pair is...
disbanding.
in its final season.
The Port Adelaide pair are good spellers.
Oh,
God. Well, oh, loser.
The sentence was the Port Adelaide pair is, and you've said are. You've changed
it. He doesn't get it.
They is good spellers.
Well, that's that one done. Good fun.
No, I like that segment.
Good
Brandon, good it's fun. A good segment. I do like it.
Appreciate it.
It's a bit of a get out to the game situation if you can.
Yeah, it's a hooroo for me. That's like
it is
so
a hooroo.
Yeah. Hooroo for me. Brandon signing off. You feel alive, let's hit the dance floor. Don't work too hard. No.
Pairs.
Love signing off.
Bye.